Political columnist, author, and TV commentator Robert Novak has died. Novak's wife says he passed away this morning at their home in Washington. Correspondent James Rosen looks back at one of the most influential journalists of the last 50 years.
As a columnist and pundit, Robert Novak was paid to give his opinion, and boy, could he.
Why did you laugh over the death of an American serviceman?
Oh, don't be a demagogue.
Tell me why you did.
Just shut up, will you?
Will you shut up? I hate that.
But it was as a reporter, in tandem with his professional partner, the late Roland Evans, that Bob Novak made his greatest mark, using their syndicated column to make and break news across 9 presidencies.
We had a reputation that I hope was deserved of being pretty straight, hard-hitting down the line.
In 1980, at the dawn of the cable news era, Novak made the transition from print to television, becoming a voice on the right that would endure through 25 years on CNN.
If you were a friend of Bob Novak's, you couldn't have a better friend.
Bob, while he was ideological, he was not partisan. And so he would pound Republicans who disappointed him, as well as he would pound Democrats he disagreed with.
In 2003, Novak reported that a CIA operative named Valerie Plame had suggested the agency send her husband, diplomat Joe Wilson, to investigate whether Saddam Hussein was seeking to obtain uranium from sources in Africa. Novak's disclosures about Plame led to a grand jury investigation, the jailing on contempt charges of a New York Times reporter, and the criminal conviction of a top aide to Vice President Dick Cheney. In the heated debate over whether the Bush administration distorted intelligence to justify the war in Iraq, the Novak column became a central battleground.
The idea that this was part of a great conspiracy, I find it very hard to believe. I was not a supporter of the intervention in Iraq as a columnist.
Former White House aide Karl Rove, who testified before the Plame grand jury, had long been a source of Novak's.
For him, there were very few things more powerful than facts. Certainly nothing more powerful when it came to his own writing.
The syndicated column ceased publication in July 2008 after its author was diagnosed with the brain cancer that killed him. Robert Novak was 78. In Washington, James Rosen, Fox News.